Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers and grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives.
Welcome back to another Fit Body Lifestyle Fusion Hack. And today I'm here with my amazing partner, husband, confidant, co-host, Greg, to talk about gym etiquette today.
That's quite an intro. Thank you for that.
Well, you're my everything.
Well, you're my everything, so... It's funny, we're talking about gym etiquette today. I swear to God, I get feeds on this every day in Instagram about, or I watch it on YouTube of people, you know, just showing weird, kooky stuff that they see in gyms, which I think is interesting and maybe timely for us to kind of talk about this topic.
Yeah, I think it's something that's always timely. And just knowing how to, you know, best handle yourself in those situations and be respectful and, you know, be a professional in there.
Yeah. And it's funny. So as we were thinking about this topic, I kind of wrote down some thoughts about this. And as I was writing some thoughts about this, I was thinking, well, geez, these kind of apply to daily life. I mean, this is like when we talk about gym etiquette, I mean, gym etiquette is kind of like life etiquette. It's not these things are not things that are just unique to the gym or isolated in the gym. But the ones that I wrote down was be considerate, be respectful, be courteous, and be present.
Yeah. Well,
and then we can break them down a little bit.
Yeah, those are really good overlying principles that we can then, you know, really dig into what does that look like when you're actually executing.
Right. So what does it look like when you're actually executing?
Right.
Let's start with I think a lot of people think about just going in the gym and what happens in the gym. Let's talk about just setting your mindset before you go into the gym. And that's probably where the be present is. That look, if you're having one of those days, and we all do, that's no reason to make other people pay for that, especially in the gym, because people are there to do their work, and it's everybody's kind of meditative space in their own respect. Some people are less respectful of the meditative space, and some people will get into your space. But I think kind of just checking yourself before you go in the gym and beyond the gym etiquette piece, I think it's really important to do that in terms of also getting connected with being in that moment and making sure that, hey, I know what I'm doing here in the gym today, and I'm going to do it as efficiently and effectively as possible, and I'm not going to intrude on anybody else's space, and I'm going to keep to myself or do whatever it is that is your thing. But kind of just, I'm going to check my ego at the door, so I'm not training beyond what the limits are in my body. But I think that does start the ball rolling for gym etiquette, at least in my mind.
I agree. I think setting yourself emotionally and mentally before stepping into the gym is a great idea. And then when you get in there, I feel like it's a balance between being able to be focused and in your own space and mindset, because it requires that to really get a good training session in, and still being aware of your surroundings and, you know, who's waiting for a machine, or, you know, you do have to, while you have a plan for what you want to accomplish in the training protocol you're going to do for that day, there also needs to be a certain level of flexibility, because, you know, who's to say if, you know, the machine's going to be available when you need it, or, right, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, being able to be a little bit flexible and aware of what's going on around you at the same time.
So maybe let's start in just kind of talk about some things that we recommend for good gym etiquette. And let's start with the first thing, which is using the machines or the equipment. I'm a big fan and like to train using a lot of supersets, which requires multiple pieces of equipment. And it's not uncommon for me to be in that situation where I have somebody who wants to jump in, or somebody who does jump in without me, because I'm doing my superset on another piece of equipment, so I'm not on the other piece of equipment that I'm using. And that happens from time to time. And at least for me personally, whenever that does happen, you know, I do my best to put a towel on a piece of equipment if I'm using it. But if I know I'm going to be away from a piece of equipment for an extended period of time, I don't. I'll just ask to work in. Or if somebody comes in and takes that piece of equipment, this part of my superset. And quite frankly, that has interrupted some supersets. I don't get mad. I will find a substitute movement for that time period. Or if I have the time or the flexibility, I'll just ask that person, may I jump in? I don't know what your thoughts about
that. No, I think sometimes the communication is key, you know, so on both sides of it. So being willing to just ask the question, hey, do you mind if I move in, or are you already using this? If you're not sure if somebody's using something, asking the question and just being respectful. And then on the other side of it, being receptive if somebody does ask you a question. I've seen sometimes people, they're in their space and, you know, they might say, hey, how many sets do you have left? And then they get irritated. So right. Just kind of knowing that that person's communicating to be respectful to you and not, you know, get in your way. And at the same time, they're doing their best to plan what they're doing. One of the things I like to do when I'm doing supersets is think about how I can group it in a way that I don't have to go too far.
Yeah.
So, you know, in
putting some, stuff close together. Yeah.
Yeah. In some cases, a movement could be done either with a bar or dumbbells or a machine. So if I'm supersetting, I will do my best to find something that, you know, maybe I could do with a dumbbell near the machine that I need or a bar that I could bring over. So everything stays kind of in a little bit tighter vicinity and just, you know, doing my best to be respectful so that I'm not taking up so much space in the gym. You know, obviously it also depends on what
don't make your workout everybody else's workout.
Right. And also just, you know, being aware of, you know, what time of day you're working out, how busy is the gym at that time. You know, sometimes the gym's not that busy and you can get away with, you know, spreading things out a little bit more. Whereas, you know, if it's the New Year's resolution time, we know the gyms are going to be just jam packed with a lot of people that maybe don't understand gym etiquette. So at that point we have to maybe be a little bit, you know, more flexible.
Conscientious and flexible, yeah. And it's funny you say the thing about asking people. One of the things that really would piss me off, and maybe this is a small thing, but if I would go ask somebody on a piece of equipment that I wanted to use, hey, how many sets do you have left? And oftentimes this is the response that I would get. I just started. Well, that's not the question I'm asking. And usually that was my response. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking how many more sets are you going to do so I can gauge my workout. Oh, I got 17,000 sets. Okay, great. No worries. I'll make other accommodations. I have 3 sets left. At least it gives me a gauge. So, I mean, you don't have to be an a-hole about it. If somebody, because the gym equipment is not your equipment, it's everybody's equipment. So I think kind of respecting that shared property.
And understanding there's going to be a time that the opposite is true.
The shoe's going to be on the other
foot,
right? You know,
so you're going to want, you know, the person who's being, you know, and that very much is a passive aggressive answer.
It is.
I mean, come on, guys. Let's just, how hard is it just to say, hey, I've got 2 more sets. Cool. I can go and find something to do for that amount of, you know, around that amount of time. It's really not that big a deal.
And as we talk about that, just kind of a related thing is, I don't ever ask people how many sets they have left while they're in a working set.
Oh, good point.
and I will tell you, I have been asked that. I will be in a working set and somebody will come up and say, how many sets you have left? And I'm like, man, I'm focused on can you wait till I'm done? And then I'll answer your question. And, you know, so be respectful of other people. If you're whether you're a sweater or a not, meaning you sweat or you don't, wipe down your equipment after you've been on it. Be respectful of the person that's going to come on and use that piece of equipment after you. If you don't go to the gym with a towel, go to Kohl's or Target or Walmart. Get a towel. They're cheap. Some gyms have towels and use them. I would also say don't spread, like, you know, I think of LeBron James before he starts a basketball game. He does the chalk slap and he puts the chalk everywhere. Be aware of not to leave water remnants or chalk remnants or whatever other remnants that you may have in your workout. Don't leave those for other people. That's just not very courteous.
Yep. Then my next pet peeve is sitting on the equipment and scrolling Instagram or chit-chatting on the phone or FaceTiming. And, you know, even if you're on a break between sets,
get off the equipment,
you know, cause or let someone else work in or something like that. So I think that's, you know, just a respect, you know.
We talked about re-racking your weights. I think it's always rude to leave dumbbells on the ground. I think it's always rude to leave weights on the, you know, somebody will be on the leg press and leave 7 plates on, and then you'll see some person come up afterwards and they want 1 plate on, and it's a whole thing to get those other 7 plates off, and it's just not very courteous to do that. So let's delve a little bit into the How do you deal with people wearing headphones or people, you know, with their hats pulled down or people who clearly do not want to be disturbed during their workout?
I mean, I feel like in those cases, you just don't disturb them.
The easy answer, right? Occam's razor, the easiest solution is usually the best solution. And I agree with you. And if you're one of those people who does use the gym as your meditation, hat down, headphones on, don't want to be disturbed, I completely respect that. But also be aware of the people around you and the situation we just described. Don't be sitting on the equipment scrolling or doing your Instagram posts or whatever. Don't make your workout everybody else's workout.
I love all of these tips. And the last one I had is that, you know, and it comes back to the awareness that you're talking about. You know, I might be standing there, let's say I'm doing a shoulder press and I'm, you know, watching my form in the mirror, and then somebody comes and stands right in front of me and starts doing some other exercise. And that's just like, you know, you could have stood just a foot over to your right or left instead of right in front of me and still, you know, had room on the mirror and had room to do your exercise. So it's just a respect and awareness of your surrounding thing really more than anything else. But like we have talked about, common sense isn't necessarily so common. So while we talk about, you know, just kind of that common sense and that awareness at the same time, like I think sometimes it helps just to kind of go through some of the things specifically like we did today that, you know, keeping, you know, putting your own weights away, cleaning up behind yourself, not leaving, you know, wiping down your equipment, you know, not sitting on the equipment and scrolling on your phone or chatting on the phone, you know, come in, get your work done, be respectful of those around you, and make that space, you know, an enjoyable one for everybody.
Right. And don't mess up the equipment because other people got to use the equipment. So I think a lot of this stuff comes down to just common courtesy, which I don't think is common anymore. But it's those things that we listed at the top. Be considerate of others, be aware, be respectful of others, be courteous of others, and be present. And the be present thing is simply comes down to that thing of, look, is what I'm doing impacting on other people? Am I listening to my tunes but singing out loud? And that is in, you know, this applies to airplanes as well. Am I impacting other people's experiences because I'm so wrapped up in my own? Just share the space, share the world, and be kind to each other. So I think that flows with the three B's, right?
Yes.
Be safe, be good to yourself, and be good to each other. And thank you for tuning in to this Fusion Hack. Like and subscribe and leave comments and reviews. We love all of that.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at FitBodyFusion.